Cincinnati Bengals, typical Cincinnati Bengals special team unit, really good. Pac-Man Jones, Erickson are the returners. You know, they still have the same punter, Huber, who's been an excellent directional punter his entire career. And then Nugent, is, the kicker, is kicking really well. Hasn't, his only misses have come over 50 yards, and he's been a clutch guy for him for a long time. We're trying to concentrate, still improving our fundamentals. We got to get those things to be better so we can eliminate penalties. Especially, you know, you can't have penalties when you have big returns. And so we're working hard at that and just trying to get better. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Chris, you mentioned the penalties. You had one last week when you didn't even return a punt, and Duke's big return had gotten called back. You know, we've seen this, you know, in the offseason and training camp, you're always working on this. How do you eliminate those penalties, though, in season when you've kind of done the fundamental stuff already?
You got to coach them better. You know, we're working on the fundamentals of it. I always say assignment, alignment, and technique. And still in practice, yesterday was our punt return day. We'll spend the first part of it just working fundamentals and just trying to get it better and making it better, because you never know. I mean, in the return game, you could have a big one like we did last week. You could have a bunch of 5, 6 yard, 10 yard returns. You never know when that big one's going to hit. You can't hurt yourself when those big ones arise. So we're working hard at it, and hopefully we see an improvement this week. Need to.
Is it a good call?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's. I can't argue with the officiating.
Do you have a problem with the hit that injured Jordan Porter?
You know, football is football, and. Let me first say this. Jordan Poirier is one of the class guys on our team, and in my room, one of the leaders. He's a heart and soul type player for us that pumps blood through our room. To lose him, you know, it hurts us. So we're going to have other guys step up, and I know other guys are excited about the opportunities. With regards to the hit, Jordan knows that football is football. It's an unfortunate play that happened. Obviously, I wish that he was back playing this week. But you know, we're looking forward to him getting a speedy recovery and a healthy recovery and being the player that he is.
That running start, though, blindsided him. I mean, I would assume you don't coach that way, right?
No, I know they don't coach it either. I mean, things happen. I mean, it's a collision sport, I don't have any comment on it. There's plays in all games where, you know, players sustain injuries, and players know that when they go out there, those things could happen. Like I say, it was an unfortunate play. Where my focus is, I just want Jordan to get better.
When did they change that rule, Chris, where you weren't allowed to – block going
toward
your goal line?
Well, the thing is, when you come back towards the goal line, you have to lower your target, you know, lower than the head and neck area. And he got him high there, and that's obviously why they flagged him, you know. But you do see those blocks. The video guys make a big play tape for him every week, just all things that go on in the league, and you do see those blocks that come back. And I think the league is doing a good job of officiating it with regards to making sure guys aren't going to the head or neck area and those type of things. But it's a common thing that takes place.
Last week you talked about Duke Johnson and how you really think he can be the guy to settle in as your returner. I mean, a week into this now, do you feel comfortable just he's going to be the punt returner going forward unless something happens?
Yeah, I think I definitely think that he's one of them. You know, I'll say this about Duke Johnson, and I know obviously he does great things for us offensively. What people don't talk about is what he does for us special teams-wise. I mean, Duke's been a returner. He's had big returns. Duke's played personal protector for us on the punt. Duke has played slot on the punt team. Those are multiple positions. Duke can be a kick returner also. Duke came up to me this week and said, hey, put me out there. If you don't want me to return, I can play something else on punt return. He's a guy that is he's not a selfish player. He just wants to help the team win. And I got a lot of respect for players like that. And when he comes into the special teams meeting. He is so dialed in, and well, people don't see him helping younger players. You know, this is what the call should be, and this is why he's calling it the way he is, and those type of things. So his value in our room is so much more than just being a returner. There's just a lot of other things. Duke, at the end of the day, good football player.
Kind of along those lines of, you know, guys that want to play special teams, who sort of emerged as sort of your key guys, especially among some of the younger guys?
The younger guys are, you know, I think that we're getting better slowly. We still have a long way to go. Don't get me wrong. We are not satisfied with where we're at. You know, the last few weeks, Schobert has stepped up, and you're starting to see him make some tackles. Dominique Alexander is playing well. Tank Carter, you know, he's a guy that's obviously been here a long time and has played well for us. But I think his play is increasing. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are starting on offense. The Ibrahim Campbell, Derek Kindred. I mean, there were plays 2 weeks ago that you saw Derek Kindred take the next step. He's blocking Matthew Slater, the six-time Pro Bowler, on kick return. And it might have been a touchback, but Derek Kindred wins the battle, the one-on-one battle, and you see the player growth right there and say, okay, that's what you put on tape. That's who you are. Now we want more. And so I'm starting to see some guys develop, but with anything, we got to get better, and the only way we're going to get better is just keep working on our fundamentals.
Sense what this means to you going back to Cincinnati?
You know, I mean, there's no question. We, at the same time, this, you know, Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns, we need to do what we're trying to focus on, obviously, is just our piece of the puzzle. And you know, I expect our room to play extremely well for Coach, no doubt about it.
You've been around a bunch of kickers. Does Cody have the best leg that you've had since you've been here? Strongest leg?
You know, he's kicking the ball well right now, I think, ever since, you know, the Miami game. You know, he came back the next week, and we talked about that, and he's a pro's pro. But, you know, he's striking the ball well. He does. He gets good lift on the football. His kickoffs have been real well. And the other thing that, you know, he can move the ball, and we haven't really got into all that stuff yet, but we've been working it. And then just him, you know, with the onside kick last week. Been watching that for 3 weeks, him dial that kick up, and he executed it, you know, beautifully. So he's a player that keeps growing, and I'm excited about, you know, where his arrow's at.
You guys come pretty close on that second one to the right.
We did. I thought we did. We snuck through. Higgins ended up hitting the guy, and the ball went out of bounds. And sometimes when you hit onside kicks, and you see it a lot on tape, when you go wide, obviously you bring old Sammy the sideline into play, and you know, that's what happened. Had the ball obviously been in the middle, the ball's loose again, and I mean it. It is a free for all.
You did predict it, but what does it say about him that the Miami game didn't linger, didn't affect him going forward?
No, the kid is what I'm learning about him. He's very focused, determined, and. And he attacks his craft each and every day. The thing about him that you don't see, that I see, I mean, he has a distinct routine of what he goes through. And you might even see it in pregame, but how he stretches, how he warms up, all those things. And going back to the, you know, a Phil Dawson when I first got here, a guy that obviously is one of the greatest kickers of all time, in my opinion. He had a distinct routine about how he did things. And I think when you look at all great players, they have that. There's a process that they go through. There's a reason why they're successful. And this kid is doing a nice job for us.
Are you able to dedicate much practice time to onside kick, or is that kind of a once in a while thing?
You know, we do. I mean, the kicker does. He works it, and then we work it as a unit. We have one particular day where we work it and get it all dialed in. And typically what happens is most teams, I mean, you carry the same onside kick for weeks and weeks, and then you get it one time, and you hope that one time all the practice pays off.
Thank you.